when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening to all of you precious Blood River Radio family members out there. Couldn't wait to get back here tonight, this evening, wherever you are, wherever it's my evening or morning. I've got back here today after being out of town about two and a half days, getting eat up by chiggers and ticks on this wonderful vacation I went on. You want to call it fishing. But anyway, I'm back in town, and who are we? Where's back in town? You're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. It is May the 4th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Almighty. No name under the sun can save you. Yes, there's no name under the sun other than Jesus Christ for if man can be saved. And people, as you know, Blood River Radio is a Christian broadcast. We are not a show. If you want just a plain show, maybe you want to go someplace else. We are a white civil defense organization hoping to get bigger and better. Our number one mission, as stated on our website, is the eternal fight against the never-ending onslaught against white people, against the program of white genocide. That's what we stand for. And that is a Christian duty. I don't think Jesus Christ, even no matter what my Southern Baptist friends say, what my Judeo-Christian friends say, I don't think Jesus Christ is, I don't think he's really hot on murdering little children just because they are Palestinian or because they're non-Jew. Anyway, people, if you will, like I said, this is a Christian radio program. If you will, just please bow your head for a quick prayer. Almighty Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Blood River Radio, the God of Liberty News Radio, the maker of all that's seen and unseen. Oh, Lord, if you will, thank you. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, here to pay the sin debt so that any of us, all of us, if we accept that free gift, if we confess with our lips, believe in our heart that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, that God raised him on the third day, you shall be saved. It's that simple in a nutshell. So, Lord, if you will, thank you so much. Accept our humble thank you for keeping us alive yet another week, for bringing us in here behind this microphone to do what we can do, and to give us the courage, especially Nancy and some a lesser part of me, doing our little operations on the street we've been doing lately. Expect to hear something from them pretty soon, from the usual suspects. But thank you, Lord, for giving us the courage to do that. And if you will, Lord, give us the substance means to carry on further, because it takes money to do what we've been doing. If you will, Lord, never ever let us shrink from our duty to ride to the sounds of the gunfire. Continue to bless us and bless all of our listeners and all of our family. And I ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. People, a brief outline. Before we start the regular show, we're going to play a fabulous audio for y'all from this lady. Her name, I'll try to pronounce her name. Her name is Eva Vlaardinger Blok. She is Dutch. She is beautiful, a blue-eyed blonde, typical Aryan. She's a lawyer. We're going to play that video soon, very soon. But before we do that, we're going to go to our next chore of delight, a labor of love. We're going to talk about our donors. We have Mr. Jay-Z from AZ, the old fellow. Well, I guess a draftee. I assume he was drafted like yours truly. The old fellow warrior. He was Purple Heart up close and personal with the VC in Vietnam. And we love that guy. He carries the scar from it. He paid the price. Thank you, Jay-Z from AZ. He continues to support us month after month. Also, Old Biscuit down yonder in Florida, down in Gatorland. Yes, sir. I love Old Biscuit. I talk to him frequently. And I know he listens to our program, as does Jay-Z. And we want to thank them so much. And you know one other person? The Alabama Lone Wolf, Rand Owen. He's sending a card and a donation. And I'm hoping to see him pretty soon in 2 or 3 weeks. I'm hoping. I don't know if he's going to be there or not. But anyway, I hope he does show up. Anyway, folks, that's about it. Now, quick outline. It's going to be me and the bell cow for the first hour. Second hour, it's going to be mainly the bell cow and Miss Braveheart. They're going to be carrying the second hour. And the third hour is going to be Miss Braveheart and Mr. Paul Fromm. I think I'm going to name Paul Fromm. If you're on Blood River Radio long enough, you have to have a nickname. We're going to give him a temporary nickname. It might be permanent. We're going to call him Mr. Magna Carta because he's been a stalwart warrior for, I guess, 50 or 60 years, depending on all the principles that the Magna Carta first started. Well, that Magna Carta wasn't first, but it was one of the first. Anyway, people, if you will, that's about it. So before we let the bell cow say something before we start that video, that audio. So go ahead, bell cow. Tell the audience hello or whatever you'd like to say.
Yeah, I've got a couple things to say. For one thing, today here in Louisville is just a very exciting and beautiful day. Today is Kentucky Derby Day, and the outfits and the headgear, the hats, and everything are just absolutely magnificent, and the weather has turned out great. Yesterday was the race for the fillies called the Oaks, and unfortunately, it was very rainy, and these people spend a whole lot of money. People come from all over the country to attend the Kentucky Derby, and it's really quite an event. It's something I've just really enjoyed watching on TV, and the Derby is actually run this evening. It'll be 7 o'clock Eastern time. I wanted to mention another thing. Let us not forget, Eddie, that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. I want you to think about that. Mental Health Awareness Month. Some of us are coming short on the mental health.
Yeah.
And maybe we've been. And then the last thing I want to mention is, Eddie, I know you went fishing and you ran off on another one of your holidays, but I have been told by a voice that I think is true that you actually caught a piranha.
Well, it was a cottonmouth, actually. And also, we found another dead body. I don't know why, but I'm not claiming this one, but we found another cadaver where I went, and we turned it into the police, et cetera, et cetera. And that's a late April Fool's joke, haha. But you know, just kidding about that. We did get a cottonmouth. Also, one thing we left out, Wednesday was May Day. There's cottonmouths everywhere where we went down there. Yeah, if anywhere you find crappie and bass and stuff like that, you're gonna be crappie and cottonmouths. But you know, Wednesday the first was May Day, which that's a great holiday for communists worldwide and for Satanists. Well, anyway, with that, I guess we don't have much time, but I guess we can start that audio, Miss Lizzie.
Hello, Hungary. Hello, Budapest. Hello, fellow Europeans and American friends. Thank you so much for having me. Allow me to skip formalities for a moment and dive right into a subject that is not so cheerful, but very, very necessary to discuss. Let me walk you through the past 7 days in Europe. This week, in Stockholm, three elderly women in their 70s were stabbed in broad daylight on the streets. In London, four people were stabbed in a time span of just 42 hours. In Paris, hundreds of Afghan migrants took to the street to riot. And in Brigelow, also in France, yet another church was burned down to the ground. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is just a few incidents in just a couple of days on our beautiful continent. But we all know that these incidents aren't incidents anymore. If there's one thing that's for sure, is that we know, and our governments also know, that there is a link between mass migration and crime. In the Dutch city of Dordrecht, something interesting happened the other day. They announced, and this is a small city in the Netherlands, in my home country, that...
People will get right back to that audio as soon as this first commercial break is over with. Be right back, folks.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood Group Radio family, we're going to continue without further ado. I know it's kind of a long clip, but listen, she packs this lady, this beautiful lawyer lady. She's gorgeous. She packs as much in a 12-minute video as I could in 18 or 20. So go ahead and roll it, Miss Lizzie.
In the Dutch city of Dordrecht, something interesting happened the other day. They announced, and this is a small city in the Netherlands, in my home country, that a new asylum center will be put in that little town. And what did the municipality do? They said, we are going to offer citizens who live in the vicinity of this center €1,000 to take extra safety measures. Our new reality in Europe consists of frequent rapes, stabbings, killings, murders, shootings, even beheadings. But let me be clear about one thing. This did not used to happen before. This is a newly imported problem. Samuel P. Huntington predicted this over 25 years ago when he wrote, and I quote, "In the new world of mass migration, the most pervasive, important, and dangerous conflicts will not be between the social classes. They will not be between the rich and the poor. They will be between peoples belonging to different cultural entities. Tribal wars and ethnic conflicts will occur within civilizations." Well, boy, was he right. And the worst part is, we as a society seem to have become indifferent to it. When another white boy or a white girl dies at the hand of an immigrant, we might shake our head, we might let out a sigh, we might even get angry for a minute or two, and then we go on with our lives. We offer the family thoughts and prayers, but nothing ever changes. Ladies and gentlemen, what does that say about us? This is the sign, this is a response of a society that has already given up, a society that has already accepted its defeat. But is this true? Have we given up? Do we really accept the new reality that our globalist leaders have in mind for us? I know one thing for sure, and that is that if nothing changes, if we don't start to seriously fight for our continent, for our religion, for our people, our countries, then this time that we live in will go down in history as the time in which Western nations no longer had to get invaded by hostile armies in order to be conquered. This time will then go down in history as the period in which the invader was actively invited in by a corrupt elite. And not only did this corrupt elite invite the enemy in, they made the native population pay for it too. Everyone who has eyes can see it. The native, white, Christian, European population is being replaced at an ever-accelerating rate. Let me back this up for you with some statistics from my home country. Let's take Amsterdam, the capital. Amsterdam currently consists of 56% migrants. The Hague, 58% migrants. Rotterdam, almost 60% migrants. And of course, most of these immigrants come from non-Christian, non-Western, African and Middle Eastern countries. Conclusion: the Dutch population is already outnumbered in the majority of our cities. But let's look onwards. London, 54% migrants. Again, conclusion: native population outnumbered. Brussels, color me shocked, 70% migrants. Conclusion: native population majorly outnumbered. And other Europeans will, of course, follow suit soon if they haven't already. So I'm going to draw the forbidden conclusion here. The Great Replacement Theory is no longer a theory. It's reality. And what's interesting about replacement is that the establishment will either deny its existence, or when they admit to it, they say that it's a good thing that the native European population is soon no longer a majority on its own continent. Dutch national disgrace and dubbed climate pope Frans Timmermans already stated in 2015 that diversity is humanity's destiny, and that Europe will be diverse. And of course, by now, I think we all know what they mean with the word diversity. It means less white people, less of you. Imagine this in an Asian or an African country. Imagine their leaders rejoicing in the fact that their people will soon no longer be a majority in their own country. Absolutely unthinkable. Unimaginable. So what in the world is wrong with our leaders? The underlying sentiment of what they say is always the same. Our establishment claims that white people are evil and that our history is somehow fundamentally different from that of others. Consciously or unconsciously, they have sucked up the lies and the anti-white dogmas of the neo-Marxist critical race theory. That's why the totalitarians in Brussels are trying to force you, the Hungarian people, a sovereign nation, to accept immigrants despite the fact that the population has said no and so has the government. But make no mistake, the majority of the Dutch people haven't asked for this either. Just like Brussels is forcing Hungary to accept these hordes of immigrants, they are doing the same now, even in the smallest of towns in the Netherlands. No part may remain Dutch in the traditional sense of the word. No part of Europe may remain European. And it's not difficult to understand why. If the old Europe still exists in certain places, then people will be able to compare the new Europe to the old, and newsflash, they will prefer the old. That's why the Eurocrats hate Hungary so much. And their message is clear. Our way of life, our Christian religion, our nations, they have to go, without exception. Their vision of the future is the neoliberal, unrecognizable Europe, where every city becomes kind of like Brussels. Ugly, dirty, unsafe, zero social cohesion, where the buildings are constantly under construction and they never ever seem to finish, and even when they do, the end result is uglier somehow than what they started with. And what are we left with? A permanent state of isolation, confusion, and disorientation. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the New World Order. So what's the antidote? A strong Christian Europe of sovereign nation states. That's why we need to outright reject the lie that nationalism causes war. It's not nationalism or national sovereignty that causes war. It's expansionism. And where in Europe do we find that nowadays? In one place and one place only. Brussels. Isn't it funny how the same people who erode our national sovereignty and love to do it, give it all up to the Eurocrats there, that those people are now telling us that we need to spend billions and billions of euros on the national sovereignty of Ukraine? It's a joke, honestly, and it's a pretty sick, expensive, and dangerous joke. During a recent interview, I got asked by an interviewer, do you think that you ever go too far? Do you think that you're ever too radical? I thought about it for a second, and I said, no. No, I don't think I go too far. Truth be told, ladies and gentlemen, I think we in Europe do not go far enough. I think that if we really think about the organized, structural attack on our civilization, that we don't do enough. Do we do enough to stop the attack on our families, on our continent, on our countries, on our religion? When we hear about another murder, another stabbing of a young, innocent child, do we do enough? When we know that our national sovereignty has been given up in less than a century to Brussels, do we do enough? When we hear that Christian kids in Germany are now converting to Islam to fit in, do we do enough? I don't think so. The totalitarian institute of the European Union needs to come down. Let me be clear, I don't believe in reforms. When the foundation of your institution is rotten, and that is the case in Brussels, you can rebuild the house on top of it all you want, but it's still going to crumble. So the only answer is the Tower of Babel needs to be destroyed. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the daughters and sons of the greatest nations on earth. And we need to ask ourselves, what has happened to us? Where do we come from? And more importantly, where are we going? Our elites have declared a war on us, and now it is time for us to put on the full armor of God, fight back, and win.
That was one critical audio. And people, right after this message, this commercial message, we'll get right back with you. We're going to talk about that, amongst other things. Be right back, folks.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. During Donald Trump's hush money trial, his former press secretary revealed that the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted about grabbing women's genitals. Friday, on the witness stand, Hope Hicks stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say." According to Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, Russia's war on Ukraine is expected to continue for the foreseeable future.
Russia is making incremental progress on the battlefield with the potential for tactical breakthroughs along the front lines in areas such as Donetsk and Kharkiv.
She added that Russian President Vladimir Putin believes both domestic and international trends favor him. In response, the U.S. has provided substantial military support to Ukraine for its defense and recently approved over $60 billion in aid. An NYPD sergeant is being sent for retraining after accidentally firing his gun while police were clearing protesters at Columbia University. Officials report no injuries in the incident, which occurred on Tuesday as the sergeant attempted to enter a locked office in Hamilton Hall. Officers in riot gear were clearing out violent protesters who had forcibly taken over the building. Mexican authorities are interrogating a group of individuals regarding the disappearance of three Americans and Australians. They discovered a vehicle, tents, and a cell phone during a search at the location where the men were last sighted. The Baja California Prosecutor's Office reported that one American and two Australian brothers were declared missing on April 29th while on a surfing and camping trip approximately 60 miles south of Tijuana, an area known for cartel activity. And may the Force be with you on May 4th. Saturday, people worldwide will celebrate Star Wars Day. This unofficial holiday honoring Jedi, droids, and the Force doesn't originate in a galaxy far, far away. Instead, it traces back to 1979 in Britain. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, that Miss Eva Vardegerbach, she is dynamite. Like I said earlier, she is a lawyer in the Netherlands. She is gorgeous. She can be a model anywhere, and she's brilliant. And that's what drives our enemies crazy. You know, they always talk about, you know, they talk about people like in the South, people that will stand up for what we like, for our values, as being like toothless rednecks, back at you and rednecks. She is a totally opposite from that image. But anyway, we're going to cover a little bit of that, me and Sister Nancy. So before I go and say anything else, I'm going to go back to Sister Nancy. If you will, put out some of the main points that you think of this audio, and then I'll kick out something out that I think were some of the main points. But go ahead.
I think one of the main points is to recognize who she was speaking to. She was apparently speaking to a Hungarian group of people who have defied EU, who have defied forces that are trying to push immigrants into these European countries. And I think they've put up barriers and they've tried to stop this these immigrants, many of them coming from Black Africa. And I'm sure that the Hungarians are on the hot seat. And I think that is really why she was particularly talking to Hungarians. Now, I may be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure she was directing this to the Hungarians. I don't know what other country has stood up, maybe Poland. Maybe Poland has also stood up to try to defend their people. But I think one of the ending things that she said, which stood out for me, is that, you know, we think voting is going to change our own crazy, mixed up, corrupt political system. And really and truly, it's not going to, because all we're going to do is, just like she said, we're going to be building upon a basis that is already corrupted and already controlled by the tribal people, who we know who they are. And how are we going to vote our way out of the situation where the government is totally controlled and corrupt? And on that, I would agree with everything she said, really. Having lived in Europe myself and having been to Paris several times, the last time I went there, I mean, you probably couldn't even find a Parisian. They're all foreigners.
Wow. Well, you know, she did make some great points. And what I liked about what she did, the only thing I didn't like, and I guess you can't hold it, people, to stronger standards, like she never named a Jew. But she's not the only one. You got these other organizations out there, these wonderful organizations. Turning Point USA, for instance, comes to mind. They'll never, ever in 1,000 years name the Jew, for a quote, for fear of the Jew. Anyway, others like that. We've had guests on this show that seem dynamite that they will not name the Jew. But I like her solution really is the only solution. And you just said it, and I'll back it up. She said that you can't reform something that's rotten, like the European Union, which is Brussels. When she says Brussels and European Union, those two terms are interchangeable. They mean the same things, what she was talking about. The same thing applies here, and I'm going to repeat what a man told me recently. He said that his opinion that the government, the so-called government we have here in the United States, is not a government at all. It's a crime cabal composed of a very few people. He said that the crime cabal is totally 100% Jewish, with the exception of a few of their Shabbos goy, and their little slaves, their little toadies, Gentiles. But it's also directed, you might say, out of Tel Aviv. Because Israel, mm-hmm. the United States government, one of the same. He said, here's what he said. He told me that he believes that Washington, D.C., in its form, has to be totally destroyed. It has to be wiped out. He said that we cannot leave one person that's in power in D.C. And he also said, sadly, but true, I think, he said that the vast majority of the state houses, the governorships, have to be cleaned out. This government has to start all over from scratch. It has to be completely done away with. And it has to be done in whatever way you can do it. And I agree with him. I agree wholeheartedly. All you have to do is look around. Another thing, she said that the invasion, for the first time in history of the world, that a nation, actually nations, are being invaded. Because not by a superior armed force, a superior army, an attack by an enemy, but they're being brought in. It's being subsidized and paid for by the elite. I mean, mm-hmm. I just found out recently that these invaders, as we all know, they're being brought in by train, plane, and automobile. Just kind of go off on the movie there. But when these people come in, the vast majority of them, just like in this, I watched a program just today, a beautiful little city in Ireland. And this it could be a beautiful city in Germany, in France, in the Netherlands, in the United States. It's all the same. This is a beautiful, pristine little village in Ireland I saw in this audio video. And the people are starting to raise hell. And they're saying, is there going to be a civil war in Ireland? I don't think so yet. But the people in the small city are complaining because the government has brought just a whole horde. And they're not migrants of what you think of. They're all young men of military age. Very few women, very few children, hardly any children. They're bringing these black, mostly black men, 17 to 30, you know, military age, physically fit, bring them in these villages. So, I mean, you have to jump to the obvious conclusion. They're there for several reasons. For one, they want them to breed out the Irish people. They don't want another Ireland. And they're going to use them probably in the future like they do here in the United States. I've heard a lot of people say that there's the same thing here. We have one general said there's enough Chinese alone in the United States to compose like 7 divisions. God only knows how many of Arab descent we have in this country, how many of Hispanic descent of military age. So the conclusion, the great replacement is a statistical fact. The great replacement is for one reason, and that's to ethnically cleanse white people here in the United States and the world, and then completely eradicate us, to exterminate us like vermin. The lady was right on the money. I just wish she would have named the Jew. Anyway, what do you think about that, Sister Nancy?
Eddie, I think you can go back to, of course, this is nothing new. The school system has been messed up for years, and the teachers' union has been controlled by the leftists, and the teachers' unions are, I think, is the biggest union in the country. But what you're talking about is something that many whites who are being taught in the public schools and have already been taught in public schools are going to say, you know, this is what we deserve because we had something as evil as slavery in America. And we're going to be, you know, it's best that we bring these people in and care for them and take care of them because, you know, we're nothing but whites and we did awful things in the past. Our grandparents did. And so we're raising up a generation of people who are willing to sleep with the enemy. That's really what has happened.
Another point I'd like to make, and I'm putting this out there, and all my friends, so-called warriors, and these so-called badass right-wing organizations, if you, and this goes to guests we've had on this show, and it goes to, like, for instance, Turning Point USA, for one. Turning Point USA has proven to be one of the largest controlled oppositions outfits I know, and they are great. If you want to look to a controlled opposition organization, look no further than Turning Point. I found out the hard way, or the easy way. I thought I could infiltrate them, but I couldn't. I almost did. But if you won't name the Jew, here's how you. There's only one thing you need to know. If an organization will not name the Jew, then you can know for sure that they are controlled opposition. Another dead giveaway. If they for their front person. Their poster child to represent their organization, like that black they have, they trot out there, that black woman, I can't remember her name, that is another. Those are two litmus tests you can tell that they are controlled opposition, and I would also say they are supreme cowards. They're race traitors and Judas goats to their own people. Be right back, folks.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
I think that guerrilla general, folks, I think he probably lays it out there better than anybody. We can sit here and hee-haw and, you know, and read Norton's Anthology of English Literature, which I read some at night this weekend. That's all nice and all that stuff, you know, but in the end, it's kind of like a bunch of crap. It's entertainment, and if we had an all-white nation under a Christian leadership, we could have the Norton Anthology of English Literature and really dwell on that. But that's what I'm trying to say. But we can't nowadays. But anyway, listen, we're going to something that's extremely important. It's extremely critical. Something happened last week. I never thought I would live as bad as it is. I didn't think I would look to see what happened. And the bell cow herself, she's going to tell you all about what I'm talking about. Go ahead, bell cow.
Okay. Leave it up to our cowardly Congress people who were bought and sold to Israel. On Wednesday, the House passed a bill to expand the definition of anti-Semitism. And this is mainly started. I mean, I'm sure they've been thinking about this for ages, but they're doing it now because they're so concerned about the activity that's going on in the campus, on campuses where activists are protesting the genocide that has been going on for 7 months in Gaza. So the bill passed 320-91 with 70 Democrats and 21 Republicans voting against the measure, which actually proves that the Democrats have more sense than the Republicans.
Yes.
Now, here's something. I did try to find there was a definition of the bill, but I didn't write it all down, but I will. I have written down one definition of how they're going to define anti-Semitism, and it's making, in quote, dehumanizing, demonizing, or stereotypical allegations about Jews as such, or the power of Jews as collective, end of quote. Well, hell, that's going to cover anything you can say about Jews. They control everything. They control the media. They control our politicians. They control Hollywood. Is there anything they don't control? So I will again have to commend my representative, Thomas Massey, who was one of the 21 Republicans who voted against this bill. And now we have to sit on and wait and see what happens with the Senate. Now, of course, we know that Biden will rubber stamp this. It's something that he will certainly agree with. In fact, I was listening to someone talk about Biden's comment about these ongoing protests. And this proves that we have no power. You could go to a meeting and you can contest something. They'll give you 3 minutes to speak. You can vote something that you're opposed to. Maybe if they allow you to vote. But here's the thing that really is tells you that our influence is really negligible, doesn't even count. It says that Biden was questioned about these ongoing campus protests, and he assured you and me, Eddie, that there is no amount of protest, no amount of protesting. Nothing will influence his ongoing support for Israel. So our voices mean nothing. Absolutely nil. Absolutely mean nothing. And one of the things I wanted to talk about is regarding the college protest. Our overseers in the media know the use of semantics is very powerful, such as referring to these students as pro-Palestinians, pro-Hamas agitators, and pro-terrorists, rather than pro-ceasefire, anti-war, anti-genocide. These places that the protesters use are considered these phrases that they're calling these protesters want to encourage the sheeple to think that everything that's being done is anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, it's hateful comments deserving of being forcefully put down by the government's attack dogs. And that's what's happening today. You're not going to hear why these people are really protesting on the campuses, because they want you to think that they're all pro-terrorist.
Absolutely, yes. They have they being the Jew, of course. Who else have completely commandeered the vocabulary? Something else you said. They are using, they being the Congress, those little sheeples. They're using their Holocaust, their anti-Semitic, as anti-Semitic definitions. They're using it with the International Holocaust, whatever it is. It's this organization. It's not. They're using a foreign government's definition, not even the government's definition of the United States. Also, Biden is right 100% in that, and I've always said this, peaceful demonstrations, if they've ever really accomplished anything, I don't know. A lot of these liberals, they love So these Satanists, they love to say, oh, well, Gandhi did. No, that Gandhi didn't do crap. There's never, my opinion, I can't in my lifetime ever never known of peaceful demonstration to accomplish squat. What those college students need to do, they need to show up with zip ties, with face masks, with this commercial type bear spray, with billy clubs. They need to be equipped exactly as equal to or greater than the goon cops. And these stinking cops, I think they deserve what they're getting. We're getting mowed down in places like Charlotte, you know, because you know what? They will come out there and they'll beat the hell of these college students that are trying to stick up for their own people, trying to prevent genocide. And yet these goons will follow their Jew masters, and when you corner them and castigate them for it, they'll say, well, we're just doing our job. Well, to quote Cool Hand Luke, you know, and that show Cool Hand Luke, to quote Paul Newman, when the guards told him, after they got through beating the hell out of Cool Hand Luke, putting him in the hot box and all this stuff, well, we're just doing our job. And he said, well, don't make it right, boss. It's not, they're a bunch of thugs. And I like to see these stinking cops, these turncoat race traitor cops, get what they deserve. So, you know what? Next time these blacks mow them down, I'm just going to say, too bad, so sad, pig. Anyway, I guess I'm getting carried away. But, yes. But well, these college students are... Go ahead, Nancy.
They're being abused. They're really being abused. It's obvious. I really find it very difficult to watch any of these protests these protesters being attacked by the police. And you know, the protesters in general, 99% of them, they're not doing anything violent. They're camping out. They're protesting. They're holding up signs. And what happens? The police go in and confront them, throw them to the ground, arrest them. You know, they're using a lot of violence against these young people, even against the professors who are out there. So my feeling is this. I think one of the things that's happening now, I would say that what has happened, they've got these informants, and they're probably CIA snitches, FBI snitches, whatever, these paid informants who are acting violently in the campuses now. And this is going to set up a situation where the sheeple and the ordinary people are going to say, my gosh, we have got to stop this. These students are going berserk. And I think part of this is done. I think what they're trying to do is really create a situation where everybody is so, they don't care if they beat these students up to and kill them. They don't care if they would really kill them, because the masses of people think, oh my goodness, they've done something violent. Now, see, I have a different approach. I think that the violence has been an outside influence. If they were black, they would not be arrested. We know that.
Bingo. Listen, when I was in Charlottesville, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they outnumbered us greatly, and they were beating the hell out of our people. The cops didn't lift a finger. In Ferguson, Missouri, when the niggas burnt Ferguson, Missouri to the ground, the cops didn't lift a finger. In Chicago, when the niggas burnt the Miracle Mile down, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Seattle, Washington, in Washington State, you know, where they, that city there, it escapes my mind right now. What's the other one there in Washington? You got Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon. When they burn them to the damn ground, they attacked federal buildings. The niggas and the Antifa, they set police stations on fire, federal buildings on fire, courthouses on fire. And they didn't arrest one of those people. Never. They never did. They didn't pass legislation to stop that. You say, oh, next time one of these communists burns down a police station, we're going to make it a law. We're going to make that a crime. No, they didn't do that. It's just any time white people lift a finger. So what does that tell you? To quote Churchill, go ahead, Nancy. Let's carry on this second hour. I want you to carry on this. We'll open up the first segment, and then it can be you and Sister Braveheart. Be right back, folks. We're going to transition to the second hour.